and made it the prince and leader of the sheep. But during all these things, those dogs oppressed the sheep, and the first ram pursued that second ram, and that second ram arose and fled before it. And I saw till those dogs pulled down the first ram, and that second ram arose and led the little sheep. And those sheep grew and multiplied. But all the dogs and foxes and wild boars feared and fled before it. And that ram butted and killed the wild beasts, and those wild beasts had no longer any power among the sheep, and robbed them no more of aught. And that ram begat many sheep and fell asleep, and all little sheep became ram in its stead, and became prince and leader of those sheep. And that house became great and broad, and it was built for those sheep, and a tower, lofty and great, was built on the house for the Lord of the sheep. And that house was low, but the tower was elevated and lofty. And the Lord of the sheep stood on that tower, and they offered a full table before him. The two kingdoms of Israel and Judah to the destruction of Jerusalem. And again I saw those sheep, that they again erred, and went many ways, and forsook that their house, and the Lord of the sheep called some from amongst the sheep, and sent them to the sheep. But the sheep began to slay them, and one of them was saved and was not slain. And it sped away and cried aloud over the sheep, and they sought to slay it, but the Lord of the sheep saved it from the sheep, and brought it up to me, and caused it to dwell there. And many other sheep he sent to those sheep to testify unto them and lament over them. And after that I saw that when they forsook the house of the Lord and his tower, they fell away eternally, entirely, and their eyes were blinded. And I saw the Lord of the sheep, how he wrought much slaughter amongst them in their herds, until those sheep invited that slaughter and betrayed his place. And he gave them over into the hands of the lions and tigers and wolves and hyenas, and into the hands of the foxes, and to all the wild beasts. And those wild beasts began to tear in pieces those sheep. And I saw that he forsook that their house and their tower, and gave them all into the hand of the lions to tear and devour them, into the hand of all the wild beasts. And I began to cry aloud with all my power, and to appeal to the Lord of the sheep, and to represent to him in regard to the sheep, that they were devoured by all the wild beasts. But he remained unmoved, though he saw it, and rejoiced that they were devoured, and swallowed, and robbed, and left them to be devoured in the hands of all the beasts. And he called heavenly shepherds, and cast those sheep to them, that they might pasture them. And he spake to the shepherds and their companion, let each individual of you pasture the sheep henceforward, and everything that I shall command you, that you do it. And I will deliver them over unto you, duly number, and tell you which of them are to be destroyed, and them destroy ye. And he gave over unto them those sheep. And he called another and spake unto him, observe and mark everything that the shepherds will do to these sheep, for they will destroy more of them than I have commanded them. And every excess and the destruction which will be wrought through the shepherd, record how many they destroy according to my command, and how many according to their own caprice. Record against every individual shepherd all the destruction he effects, and read out before me by number how many they destroy and how many they deliver over for destruction, that I might have this as a testimony against them, and know every deed of the shepherds, that I might comprehend and see what they do, whether or not they abide by my command, which I have commanded them. But they shall not know it, and thou shalt not declare it to them, nor admonish them, but only record against each individual all the destruction which the shepherd effect, each in his time, and lay it all before me. And I saw all those shepherds pasturing in their season, and they began to slay and to destroy more than they were bidden. And they delivered those sheep into the hands of the lions, and the lions and tigers eat and devoured the greater part of those sheep, and the wild boars eat along with them. And they burnt that tower and demolished that house, and I became exceedingly sorrowful over that tower, because that house of the sheep was demolished. And afterwards I was unable to see if those sheep entered that house. First period of the angelic rulers, from the destruction of Jerusalem to the return from captivity. And the shepherds and their associates delivered over those sheep to all the wild beasts, to devour them, and each one of them received in his time a definite number. It was written by the other in the book how many each one of them destroyed of them. And each one slew and destroyed many. Many more than was prescribed, and I began to weep and lament on account of those sheep. And thus in the vision I saw that one who wrote, how he wrote down every one that was destroyed by those shepherds, day by day, and carried up and laid down and showed actually the whole book to the Lord of the sheep, everything that they had done, and all that each one of them had made away with, and all that they had given over to destruction. And the book was read before the Lord of the sheep, and he took the book from his hand, and read it, and sealed it, and lay it down. Second period, from the time of Cyrus to that of Alexander the Great. And forthwith I saw how the shepherds pastured for 12 hours, and behold, 3 of those sheep turned back and came and entered and began to build up all that had fallen down of that house. But the wild boars tried to hinder them, but they were not able. And they began again to build as before, and they reared up that tower, and it was named the High Tower. And they began again to place a table before the tower, but all the bread on it was polluted and not pure. And as touching all this, the eyes of those sheep were blinded, so that they saw not, and the eyes of their shepherd likewise, and they delivered them in large numbers to their shepherds for the destruction. And they trampled the sheep with their feet, and devoured them. And the Lord of the sheep remained unmoved, till all the sheep were dispersed over the field, and mingled with them, or mingled with the beast. And they, the shepherd, did not save them out of the hand of the beast. And this one who wrote the book carried it up, and showed it and read it before the Lord of the sheep, and implored him on their account, and besought him on their account, as he showed him all the doings of the shepherds, and gave testimony before him against all the shepherds. And he took the actual book, and laid it down beside him, and departed. Third period, from Alexander the Great to the Graco-Syrian domination. And I saw till that in this manner 35 shepherds undertook the pasturing of the sheep. And they severally completed their periods, as did the first, and others received them into their hands to pasture them for their period. each shepherd in his own period. And after that I saw in my vision all the birds of heaven coming, the eagles, the vultures, the kites, the raven. But the eagles led all the birds, and they began to devour those sheep, and to pick out their eyes, and to devour their flesh. And the sheep cried out, because their flesh was being devoured by the birds. And as for me, I looked and lamented in my sleep over that shepherd who pastured the sheep. And I saw until those sheep were devoured by the dogs and eagles and kites, and they left neither flesh nor skin nor sinew remaining on them till only their bones stood there, and their bones too fell to the earth, and the sheep became few